The global CEO of ride-sharing company Uber has apologised to the City of London for failing to properly handle complaints made against its drivers by passengers. London's transport regulator cancelled the UK arm of the company's licence to operate in the city on the weekend. And there are concerns that Uber, here in Australia, is not addressing similar issues about passenger safety, as Thomas Ariti reports.
He's only been in the role for several weeks, but already Uber's new CEO, Dara Khosrowshahi, is facing a major dilemma. His company could be shut out of one of its biggest markets, and in an open letter, he's apologised to Londoners, saying Uber got things wrong along the way, and it must change. London's Mayor Sadiq Khan praised the move, but suggested that the global arm of the company was at odds with its UK representatives.
I welcome the humility shown by the CEO of Global Uber today, who's apologised to Londoners for the way Uber have behaved. I wish the UK Uber would have the same humility.
London's transport regulator is taking issue with Uber's approach to reporting criminal offences involving its drivers, as well as conducting background checks. And Sadiq Khan continues to support Transport for London's decision not to renew Uber's licence.
Let me be quite clear about this. If anybody's angry about the decision made by TfL, a quasi-judicial decision about Uber not being a fit and proper private hire vehicle operator, your anger should be directed at Uber for not playing by the rules.
Fred Jones is the head of cities for Uber UK, and he maintains that Transport for London hasn't made its reasons clear.
Well, I think what's clear over the weekend, it was TfL's licensing decision. They're the ones that license all private hire operators. And so that's something I think we need to sit down and discuss with them, because it's just not clear for us what their concerns might be.
So, in an interview with the BBC, he was asked whether Uber had a policy to report serious incidents to the police.
As soon as we receive a serious complaint and we were alerted of it, we restrict the access of that driver to the app and immediately investigate, and that will involve notifying TfL.
What about notifying the police?
So we have a working group set up and in conversation.
You don't need a working group. If someone attacks someone, if an Uber driver behaves really badly, dangerously, and you are alerted to it by a passenger, why do you not simply lift the phone to the police?
I mean, this is absolutely something we're working with the police to figure out how we can do this in a way that's helpful to them.
But are these issues confined to London? Here in Australia, the Transport Workers Union is calling for a national audit of Uber's operations. National Secretary Tony Sheldon.
Uber has to stay by community standards, so they have to make sure they can meet commitments to both consumers and drivers, and they need to be transparent. And Uber's been failing, certainly in London on that front, and various parts of the world, including Australia.
But Uber is adamant it's playing by the rules in Australia. A spokesman has told The World Today that Australian governments are leading the way globally in embracing ride-sharing, and Uber's working closely with state governments and regulators. So far, government departments in just New South Wales and Queensland are conducting background checks on Uber drivers, with the company doing its own elsewhere, and it assures that all drivers in Australia have passed criminal and driving history checks, as well as third-party vehicle inspections. But, perhaps unsurprisingly, the Australian Taxi Industry Association does think there are problems here. And CEO Blair Davies says the new global head of Uber has a major task ahead.
They take no prisoners. They challenge regulators in the courts and they avoid their responsibilities. That's been their culture to this point. They've employed a new CEO to change the organisation to an organisation that complies with the rule of law, that respects diversity, that respects their obligations as good corporate citizens. He's got a big job on his hands, and clearly the people in the UK that work for him aren't listening at the moment. He needs to get them to listen.
But he says even the Taxi Industry Association thinks Uber has the capacity to change.
Our view of Uber is that if they play by the rules, if they comply with Australian law, they're more than entitled to compete with taxis and other providers of those services in Australia. Our issue is not to be kicking at Uber. Our issue is everybody in this marketplace needs to be playing by the same rules. We need a level playing field, and competition needs to be based on people observing the rule of law.
In the meantime, Uber says it'll appeal the decision in London. The company's licence formally expires at the end of the week, but it'll be able to continue operating during the legal process.
Thomas Ariti reporting.